is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, and KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Monday, March 6th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. But I'm Mr. Producer with button you press again. Nothing now. I was percolating and now, like, something going on. There you go. Right there. Hey, what's going on? But listen, we got to talk. Hey, Lang wasn't in studio today, right? All right, let me deal with this. Howard Grant, you was my boy, right? Howard, you all right with me, but... What you be doing, man? You be, you got the chair as a low rider. When I come in here, I feel like I'm sitting on the floor. Just remember, you got some 6 foot and above dudes coming on after you. Raise the chair back up. Yeah, we like to ride high. You like to ride low. That's cool. I don't have no problem with low riders. I'm a big fan of low riders, you know, but 64 Impala drop tops. Yeah, man, so it's all good. But now, what's going on with this swinging on the microphone? Why the microphone look like you could dance? The microphone, look here, they all pop down, all this pistons and gearbox everywhere. What's happening? I want to know if you be swinging on the mic and swinging into the right chair. Kermit, help me, man. Howard, know yourself. Raise the chair back up when you finish. And I know what you be doing with this microphone, but Jesus, the microphone say you win. You ain't got to beat it bad no more. All right? All right, good stuff in the day, though, Howard. Good show. But yeah, we... Raise the chair back up to where it need to be. Thank you very much. My God. Kermit, because you see what happened, right? I fall in this like I fall in pothole just now. I thought I was going to have to go to Dr. Russell. I thought my back was gone again. And my God. But I digress. We back on a Monday. Hope you had a good Monday so far. I'm going to make your work run, your school run. You're going to try to make it nothing but fun. All right? Get you to where you need to be in a good place. And here's part of how we do that. We do it with the brain teaser. All right? Phone lines are open. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. All right? Standard text rates apply. All right? Just wanted to remind you of that. Some of you are, yeah. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. Get it? Got it? Good. All right. Now, playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes, KFC coupons, Dunkin' Donuts coupons, and lunch of dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. All right? So you got to work for it today. And keep an eye out, Mr. Producer. We may have Abaco chiming in today. Didn't hear from Roscoe earlier, but I just want to make sure. We'll keep an eye out for Roscoe and the crew. But here's your trivia. And I don't know if I should make it hard today or if I should ease you into the week. Ah, forget it. We're going to make it hard today. We definitely like I say, I'm trying to. All right, look out for Roscoe. He should be zooming in. Okay, and we'll get to them about 4:30. But here's your trivia. All right, and like I say, I want to make sure you're in a good place. I don't want it to be too hard today, or too soft. All right? Now, right in the middle, a good one, what I call like a tweener, so you don't hurt your head, okay? All right. And if you answer fast, that's fine. And remember, if you Google wrong, you can Google wrong. Some of y'all, you know, some of y'all, last week y'all was Googling with the best of them. Uh-huh. But no cigar. All right, here we go again, all right? This is what we're working with right now. It's a pretty good one. All right, this is a good one. A woman shoots her husband. Then she holds him underwater for over 5 minutes. Finally, she hangs him. But 5 minutes later, he's alive. How can this be? You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Okay? There you go. So, boom. You got your trivia. While you work on that, I'm going to work on this. The headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you by Fine Threads. And new arrivals in stock at both locations of Fine Threads, Top of the Hill Mackey Street and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Top of the Hill Mackey Street is the flagship store. You know that for years without fears. New location out there in the Southwest Plaza. All right. Both of those locations, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Okay. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And you can always check them out online, findthreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Warning on Haiti. Big headlines in today's Guardian. News and views at Madison's 1844. UN agency says worsening security crisis has global implications. Story by Candia Dames, executive editor. The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC, is warning in a new report that Haiti's worsening national security crisis has the potential to generate contagion with global implications. If the country's security and development institutions disintegrate, a significant international response will be required, including large-scale relief assistance and stabilization or peace support operations. Haiti's criminal markets, mapping trends in firearms and drug trafficking at a minimum, we're looking at years of recovery and development investment are unraveling. Organized violence is being deployed as well as defined strategy on the part of gangs and their backers. And meanwhile, another headline by Travis Cartwright Carroll, news editor, 127 Haitian migrants caught on western side of Andrus. So obviously, we're in the crux of it. We're in the middle of it. This is not a time for pontification and talks. It's time for action and plans. Armed robbery suspects caught. Following a high-speed chase on Carmichael Road on Friday, police caught three men who attempted to rob a business. This is according to Police Commissioner Clayton Fernanda. The three armed men walked into a business on Carmichael Road West before 2 p.m. However, the men were disturbed and ran outside. The men jumped into a black Japanese car and sped off. Fernanda, who visited the scene with his senior team, said officers on patrol in the air spotted the car speeding east on Carmichael Road and gave chase. Several other police cars joined the chase, Fernanda said. There was a lot of in and out of side corners, and the chase ended near Faith Avenue. Fernanda said two of the men were arrested in the car. One of the suspects jumped out of the car and ran into a nearby home that had its doors open, and he was eventually arrested also. Org, no public sector reform without political will. Story by Paige McCartney. While there have been long calls for strategic public sector reform, a recent report released by the Organization of Responsible Governance, ORG, concludes that only political will can bring about the kind of transformation that is needed. The study conducted by Dr. Yvette Pintar-Nouri reviews the public service reforms efforts of several countries, including New Zealand, Jamaica, and Barbados, and pegs them against efforts attempted in the Bahamas. You need to read more on that. And that's a big thing right there. Without the political will, we're not going to get it done. We're not. All right, let's check out these answers. Boy, look here, you all some good ones, man. All right, we got this question. Naughty, great show as usual. Is the internet down by the station or on BTC and the like? Because I can't get it online. Mr. Producer, we good with GuardianTalkRadio.com? Double check that. I'm saying some folks tell me they can't get it online. We got a winner here as well. And this came in at the earliest. Naughty, she's a photographer. She took a picture of her husband and then developed it. Correct. Send me your information, please. You are my winner. And yes, I had some people answer after this, but this is the first response, time-wise, with the correct answer. So this is my winner. All right? You're all on point today. You're all on point. All right. So as we exit, the headline is who was making headlines in the 242. Let's get up into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. John's reminds you, new arrivals in stock right now, ladies. Every Monday, every Tuesday, both locations, John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. And don't forget, new arrivals. In addition to new arrivals, they now have small home appliances and cookware as well. Yes, be sure to check them out. In addition to the full line of shoes for men, women, and children, formal, casual, athletic, small home appliances and cookware as well. Check them out, both locations, John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, at John's, serving you is a pleasure. Yeah, I have a winner for my trivia question, Texter, already. Yes. Listen. For all of y'all popping out now, y'all lame in today, all of y'all running out. Listen, if you ain't come claim your prize from last year, don't blame me, blame yourself. I can't do that. You think you got jokers from last year? Jokers from last year? Joke on you? You ain't come to pick them up? No. I ain't running no quiz back. You can't get online. The producers say online waking. You need to put some minutes on your phone. Check your data plan. Let's go to the phone lines. I got to run it back because you don't have data. Well, mothers. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Calling it and talking away. So long, you naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Brayman?
Boy, we need justice, Lord, on in this country, man. Ain't anything happening.
Hey, man, you ain't busting no corner nobody today.
Boy, I wish somebody could do it for me, because, you know, I can't see. Look here. The thing is, right, the government won't stop these Haitians that are living through Spence Street from dumping feces on my premises.
They backed it out again, Brayman?
Hey.
They back to doing that again? Have you contacted the local authorities?
They digging the wooden toilet hole and taking it out of there and dumping it on my premises because they don't want to pay the people to carry it. They're some nasty people, boy. I don't know why government just let these illegal people come in this country and does the foolishness in which they do.
Well, I mean, you've been talking about this for a while, Raymond. And I think you've tried to conduct yourself, you know, with in accordance with the law and take all the proper processes. And I'm going to continue to tell you, even though it's frustrating, that you have to take those steps. You cannot act out of hand. You cannot take, like Mr. Bain says, those vigilante steps. We got to continue to put pressure, and I really feel the pain of your situation because you've been going on with this for about a year that I know of, talking about it on my show. So I'll continue to help you get the word out there, and hopefully you get the assistance and support you need. But at the end of the day, you can't have people doing that to other people's property. I mean, my God, that's a health risk to begin with. And then, you know, it's in violation of many of the neighborly ordinances, you know, the unwritten neighborly rules. But that there is deplorable. And then you have to look at it. Well, why is there no plumbing in certain areas? And then look at the areas and be like, okay, the MP for that area was, and we know why, and so on and so forth. But it all adds up to it. And here we are in 2023. With this big sore, you know, this big boil ready to fester and explode. We really, really need to address this issue. And that is the buzz here, and that is the buzz throughout the Family Islands. As a matter of fact, we're going to be heading to the first break right now. And on the flip side of the break, we'll be picking up the conversation with Roscoe Thompson down there in Abaco, as we do each and every Monday. And we'll find out what's going on, exactly what's going on in Abaco, with a few more things to talk about. Because at the end of the day, here we are with the same old, same old. Experiencing it now in New Providence, and it's been going on, but it's being highlighted even more now. Bremen situation, the situation in Abaco, and there's still more posturing. And what really amazes me is that I hear a defensive tone now from the PLP trolls in all the political chat groups. There's a big stance on human rights. Well, listen, as long as we are in accordance with all of the human rights protocols we've signed on to, and we don't violate, we've been given a green light by the judge. The order has been given. You have been given a green light, Mr. Prime Minister. You need to do your due diligence. It's time to remove those illegal shanty towns. Don't start posturing and pontificating and backpedaling. We understand that, you know, your comments on the campaign trail, Bahamians of Haitian descent, we're all Bahamians of Haitian descent, is coming back to bite you square in the butt. You still can't backtrack off this. We need you to take care of us Bahamians. We have empowered you to take care of us first. I don't care what your heritage and lineage is or what team you're leaning for. You're the Prime Minister of the Bahamas. Act like one and take care of what you need to take care of. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll pick up the conversation in Abaco. Roscoe Thompson joins us on the Monday, March 6th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets@Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
We'll be right back.
Mr. Producer, we got the Abaco lined up. All right, good. We can go to Abaco right now. Let's get to the phone call, then we'll get to Abaco. Let me get this text in real quick, though. Naughty, tell Bremen get some monkey tamarind and a fan and blow it in their direction. Problem solved. Monkey tamarind would cost the... Anyway, yeah, okay, good idea. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
A pleasure. Good evening. Trouble Master here.
What's going on, Bucket Mud Sparky? Goblin
Bucket
Meister?
Bucket Mud Ratchet Joe.
There you go. What you got for
but
me?
You know, we need to tell Bremen sometimes that we already know every day that we need justice, law, and order in the country. That don't have to be a standing order. That's already an order. But what I'm saying, Naughty, now that the new wave, and when I say new wave of talk show hosts, now that you have arrived, I'm saying something to you, Naughty, that why I admire you so much is it ain't about cutting off people and disconnecting people because they disagree with you and you disagree with them and this. Everybody got a voice. Listen to the humble people sometime, too. You understand? Naughty, we have reached the point now where I believe, Naughty, as a Bahamian, we got to stop all the lies. Are you still there, Naughty?
I listen to you, Sparky.
We got to stop listening to the lies of our leaders, our politicians, our leaders of our religious leaders, the lies of our social leaders who just for many decades only been taking care of friends, families, and lovers. It's time for us now, Naughty, to start telling the true history of the Bahamas and passing down to the true history to our children and encourage our children to pass it on for the betterment of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and our heirs and our successors, not the king's heirs and his successors. In other words, Naughty, I wanted to find your, because there's something going on, Naughty. Naughty, give me a moment, and your producer, please give me a moment.
Well, we got to get the Abaco so I can give you a quick moment, but go ahead.
Okay, Naughty, I can tell you something. Right now, down in Diwali, the Valley, as we know it, the Valley Boys, this year from 1958 to this year stands 65 years of the Valley Boys. You know what the Valley Boys are planning to do this year? We are planning
to retire celebrate. Again.
We are planning to celebrate all the women, all the mothers in the Valley that allowed their young sons to start the Valley Boys and take it to Bay Street. And guess what is it? Guess what the Valley Boys and the Saxons turned Junkanoo into? An international cultural event. Gully, Dougie, Naughty, listen to me. The Valley Boys and the Saxons and Chippy and all of those young men in the Bahamas, with the help of their mothers, has turned into an international cultural event that the government and the Ministry of Tourism are making money off, but not giving it back to the Junkanooers.
Well, that's been the case for a little while, Sparky, but I applaud you all on honoring the mothers
this year.
And
me
the history.
In the Valley, I am speaking out for the Valley Boys. This year, we are celebrating 65 years from December 1958 when my mother, Granny Fountain, got the first sponsorship from Malcolm Gas Station, started the Valley Boys. We don't want only celebrate Granny, my mother, you know. We want to celebrate the mother of Doyle Burrows.
All of them. I got you.
Cooper, the mother of all the young men who were only 14 and 15 years old. We want to celebrate all the women in the Valley that allowed their children to go to Bay Street.
I think that's
back in the day. You know they used to arrest people for disturbing the peace.
Well, I don't think you all disturbed the peace. I think that was a good move. I think it was awesome. Your mom got the sponsorship from Mr. A.B. Malcolm. He's a great man in his own right. And I think you guys should celebrate it. I applaud you all for that. But I got to get to Abaco, Sparky. So hit me up tomorrow, and we'll continue the conversation. But, yeah, you need to agitate for the Valley to do that. And they also need to give back, to like you say, to some of the foundational Junkanoo groups that actually put it over the top and put us on the map, so to speak, because tourism has benefited for years. Texas says, Naughty tell Sparky that that's Bremen's tagline. I agree. I was about to tell him the same thing. Bremen's called every talk show with that tagline. Let's get to Abaco, Roscoe Thompson, and crew checking in. What's happening, Roscoe?
What's up, Naughty? You all right?
I'm all good, man. Thank God for life. How goes it in Abaco?
All right here. Same thing, man. Same thing.
Nothing's changed.
Tugging along.
Well, what we got to talk about, man? I still see the shantytowns up.
Yeah, they're still
A couple of MPs pontificating as best they can in the House, boy. They're talking a good talk, boy, but they ain't saying nothing.
I don't even want to bring up the member of parliament for Central South Abaco. I don't want my blood pressure to go up too much today.
But, Roscoe, I mean, the general consensus is here. We're looking and we're hearing, but we see a lot of talk, but there's no action.
Talk is cheap, man.
Has this administration gotten into a case of that they promised too many people and now they have too many liaisons and they don't know which one they're serving right now? So Abaco is just left in the crux floundering? And, well, Bahamians are left in the crux floundering?
Bahamians, I would say Bahamians all over the country that are dealing with this issue is left in the crux. You know, you got to have a backbone in life sometimes. And when you stand up against your party or, you know, you might disagree with them, hold your guns, man. Hold your line. You know, don't you fall back into order. You know, I mean, we got besides immigration, we got major issues over here. We're still burning at a landfill dump. You know, they won't address that. You know, you got the DRA that is, I can't even say. But you don't hear none of this. You know, it seems that anytime anybody confronts the PLP or the Davis administration, they deflect. When they call them out about the budget cut, for an example, they cut Family Island budget by what, 12 point something million and increased travel budget. I mean, come on, I show me the justification in there, but you're going to tell me you're going to fly around this country seeking carbon credits and you're burning here in Abaco. Come on, man.
I don't get it. I mean, you got a dump that burns, but you oh Lord, that just flies in the face of carbon credits, though.
But that's my thing. I mean, Naughty, listen, immigration is a topic that is plagued the Bahamas for many years, and so is the burning the dump in Nassau that the previous administration got under control. You know, you have a settlement right down from there, Spring City. You have your water tables that are out that way. What is that doing to our area? I mean, you know, the rubber, the plastic, all that burning, the wind blows out of the south.
Plus the fumes, the toxicity of the fumes in the atmosphere that everybody's breathing in directly.
Breathing in, you know. And I don't know, it's...
Listen, I got a couple of texts coming in, but let me address this one. Naughty, I don't mean to be negative, right? But the government hasn't checked for Freeport and Abaco in over 30 years. So Abaco is seeing its future, a 50-year wait from government assistance, at least from both of those places. Wow, that's horrible. That's crazy. But I mean, it seems like there's a lot of floundering going on. A lot of talk and no action. I mean, at this stage of the game, I was anticipating at least in the Family Islands and at least in Abaco, the illegal shantytown should have been gone by now with the same fervor they knocked down the domes. So why are they still up? Hold on. Mr. Producer, we need to turn Roscoe up. Roscoe went down a little bit. I don't know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. It dipped out, but I can hear you better now.
It might be our Wi-Fi over here in Abaco.
But Roscoe, go ahead.
Let me say this, Naughty. And I just, you know, today I was in the parking lot. My wife was going into Royal Bank and I happened to bump in to the former Prime Minister, Hubert Alexander Ingram. And, you know, we talk about vision and we talk about, and you know, at one time I did ridicule him. But look at his vision for the roadworks in Nassau. Look at his vision you know, when they did the government complex over here, the airport, the government clinic. Now, I know that there was money borrowed from NIB. Of course, they had to borrow that. But you had vision to look and take care of an island or to take care of infrastructure. I don't know if we've had that in the past. You know, we had a pandemic, you know, now this administration's in. But what is happening to this country of ours? I mean, our priorities are messed up. We have not had a good leader since Ingram. And me and him butted heads on a lot of things, Naughty.
Yeah, I mean, you're not lying on anything that you say.
I mean, there's faults amongst all of them, but I just say that because I look and I see, and I'll turn it right back to immigration, and I'll turn it right back to the illegal construction. Why are buildings being allowed to be constructed without a permit number, without showing ownership of the property? Why have these Bahamians that are leasing this land or own this property not been targeted? Is somebody being paid off? Is the government scared?
Well, I find it amazing that we have a government building inspector, all right, who works with the Ministry of Housing, who's in Abaco, all right? And is no stranger to coming to the defense of the said Minister of Housing all over social media. Well, in his capacity as a building inspector, shouldn't he be able to tour Abaco and realize who has a permit, who doesn't have a permit, and that's in direct violation of the building code? Shouldn't he be doing his job in that manner?
I agree with you.
Or am I wondering, maybe are they down there to make sure when you campaign on we are Bahamians of Haitian descent that, you know, that what they campaigned on is delivered? I'm trying to figure out who they're trying to deliver for.
But Naughty, it doesn't matter if you're Bahamian, Haitian of Bahamian descent or what. I do realize it has to be done in the right way in that. But to continue to allow buildings to be built is wrong. This PLP administration needs to get off its butt. The member of parliament for Central and South Abaco needs to get off his butt and start doing something. Speak up for the people of Central and South Abaco. He has sat there and said that we've had no boats land here in Abaco in months.
Okay, stop. That brings up a great question. Now, listen, I don't know if you and Pearly mentioned it last week when I was traveling, but I've come back home, back in the barbershop, and I'm still having this conversation. And apparently, now, allegedly, there's a boat that goes direct and does direct trips from Haiti to Hopetown. Is there any truth to this, Roscoe?
There is. You have legitimate mail boats and legitimate boats from Haiti and that are now Bahamian registered that go to Haiti. That is the God's honest truth.
So they go from Hopetown, and I hear another one goes from Green Turtle. That's where my grandma was from. Adeline Roberts, Green Turtle.
They come into the port here. That, you know, just like any other type of boat. But see, you've had.
But they didn't send me a picture of this boat. You know, the barbershop is the last bastion for free speech. So I was like, send me some information. Send me a picture. And by God, they've sent me what looks like a picture of a boat, and I got a name on it too.
We just had a boat a couple weeks ago run aground.
Now, that was my next question, because I'm seeing the pictures of both these boats, Roscoe, and one is a sailing sloop.
And sitting here saying, oh, nothing. No, Abaco is okay. You know, we haven't had no boats.
All right. See, so first of all, we got the sloop that appears to be one of these boats that they're referencing that makes the regular runs to Haiti from Hopetown. Then there's another one, which seems to be a luxury vessel, a luxury yacht, and it's run aground.
Right.
Now, how did that end up aground? Because I heard quite the story behind that. I couldn't believe that story.
From what I gathered or what I've heard is,
I heard somebody borrowed the boss man's boat when the boss man was away and tried to get, you know, industrious and do some smuggling, and that's how it ended up.
Yes, yes, that's what was that's what was gotten back to me.
Listen, y'all Texas are the coolest. Me and Roscoe having a conversation. Yeah, I'm coughing. I'm getting over that little thing that I had, but it's nothing from China. I've been to China, okay? Calm yourself down.
And I have to give LaRota over here, who's the head of the immigration department here in Abaco. He has been on the ground. We said this last week with Pearly on the air. They've been into the food stores, all the businesses.
I heard he's got his feet on the ground. He's got his boots on the ground. That's the truth. I've heard that consistently. But where are the results?
He's doing a good. My thing is though, is he does his job. They go to Nassau, and then 2 weeks later, or 6 weeks later, 8 weeks later, they're right back here in Abaco.
Not deported. They're just back where they came from.
Naughty. No matter, even if they get deported, you find that you get a quick rotation. As soon as they get back to Haiti, they're on their next boat back to to the Bahamas.
And more tax coming in, Naughty. Not to take away from Abaco and Freeport, but we here in Michael need help also. Our MP has gone missing. Dear God.
Correct. It's not just, I could say it's throughout the Bahamas, except maybe Long Island.
Now listen, and your MP, Mr. Pinder, he's very touchy when we in the media bring him up on the fact that he talks a lot, but zero action. I had to get on him a little while back when he first came in. I needed to know if he was behaving on American. It took him a long time to declare. And he kind of reminds me of a certain cartoon character, Alfred E. Newman. You ever watch Mad Magazine? He looks just like Alfred E. Newman. And that's how he carries on, like a cartoon, like a joke. And y'all
well,
need...
he's falling in line, you know?
Well, guess what? But I don't remember him falling in line. He was talking about the people of Abaco on the campaign trail. And what mattered to him was the people of Abaco who had been displaced. So why isn't he doing anything about the shanty towns and helping the people of Abaco, the Abaconians who have been displaced, get housing?
Naughty, you'd have to get him on the radio.
No, you don't want no part of this, though. We've offered that invitation several times. Hog know where to rub their skin. I'm too alpha for his beta, so I don't think he wants to come on this show. No, but that's how most PLPs will go, because they don't want to answer the questions.
Yeah, but they
don't.
They were so boisterous.
But see, somebody like me who's proficient in BS and who could cut through the BS and call it right away, they don't want no part of this. Open invitation to any of them. Open invitation. They know it. To go one-on-one with the Naughty One.
Why you don't get the Attorney General Ryan Pinder on? I'd have to call him and ask him a couple questions.
The AG? Assistant Gangsters? not our old St. Andrew's homeboy. You know how they go. Phone don't ring, phone don't wake. Ryan don't have nothing to say. When you muzzle parliamentary secretaries from appearing at the PAC, I mean, come on. You know something is afoot here. That you muzzling everybody?
But hasn't this, they talk about the misadministration. What about the date? I'm lost for words.
No question and answers. The same thing they used to get on minutes for not doing question and answers. Davis them don't do question and answers.
I didn't think we could have gotten any worse. I really didn't.
That's why I stopped calling him Brave. If he's too scared to answer questions, I can't call you Brave. I just got to call you Davis, the PM, Mr. Davis.
How can you call him Brave Davis when, from what I understand, he gave himself the nickname Brave?
Oh, wow. At least they gave me the nickname Naughty. I earned that. I didn't give it to myself. Naughty, as your guest, why is it that a known drug dealer that was a big financial backing to the present government during the last election period is given the most housing contracts to build houses but never built a piggy bank in his life, allegedly? Wow. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Because I've been hearing some stuff at the barbershop on this, too. I still doing my due diligence, But I've been hearing if you connect the dots, boy, you'll be surprised as to where it leads.
It don't surprise me. It's just things that I'm not going to get in on the air. I can,
Yeah, no, I got you. But obviously, if it's getting to the point where people are reaching out and texting and talking it in public domains, it's out there.
It is. I mean, listen, we haven't even had the Minister of Housing. Has The Guardian published anything on the disclosure of the
contract?
Springs Village Housing Project or the Spring City Housing Project? That stuff needs to be put in a public notice before anything can take place. It's a free-for-all, man. I'm lost, Norty. I've yet to see anything. I've sent her emails. I've yet to get a response.
Oh, God. But, Roscoe, I'm listening to you, right? But my taxes, they got to stop, Norty. Great show as usual. I would have to defend Brave on this one. He is never on the island or in the country to know what's going on. So you have to blame Chester. He's the captain of the ship.
Well, then you blame Chester. But Brave is the prime minister of the country, so you got to blame the man who's in charge. But you're right. It falls onto Chester Cooper, and he's showing right now that he cannot lead this country.
Well, some would go to bat and say, you know what, in one portfolio, he's got a lot of investment, billions in investment, $1.2 billion in investment in Exuma. That would speak a lot. But the stuff like this that still shows that some work needs to be done. I agree. But, Roscoe, we are talking, and it's just more negativity out of Abaco. I mean, nothing positive. And this administration, their wishy-washy, lackluster, lackadaisical kind of attitude is really... It's really disheartening, man. And to think that an MP such as Mr. Pinder, who had so much to say on the campaign trail, is now mum's the word. And an AG like Mr. Ryan Pinder, who brags of his heritage and his roots and his family island roots, why are they letting Abaco languish so and suffer so, as well as Grand Bahama, and now I'm hearing Michael as well?
That's a question they need to answer. And that's a question I could rest assured of you, Norty. In the next couple of weeks, you're going to see a lot of things come out, you know, in regards to especially our member of parliament. I considered him a friend, and I thought that, you know, he would do a lot and speak up for the people of Abaco. But I
obviously, he's turned the party line, so he lacks the backbone and the bollocks and the intestinal fortitude to say what he's going to say. I mean, you can't still be an MP for your constituency and disagree with the party line and say, no, that's not good for my constituents. While I am a member of this party, this does not work, and I need to stand up for my constituents. What happened to MPs like that?
Yeah, no, I agree. I wholeheartedly agree, my friend.
Naughty, I just tell Roscoe this is a thieving, lying administration, just plain lousy. Don't hold your breath. Expect nothing to be done for Abaco no time soon. I hate to sound like that, but that's just how this administration is.
He's true. Naughty, I sit as the chairman of local government for the March Harbor Springs City Township. And the only, and I can say this, the only thing that keeps me going is the people in my community and the residents here. Otherwise, I don't rely or look for anything from this government in regards to Central and South Abaco. I've yet to see the DRA kick off and start doing the repairs on houses. I've heard, oh, they're doing assessments. How long does it take to do assessment? How long have they been in power, Norty?
How long does it take to make a committee or have a think tank and all of that foolishness? It's crazy. Naughty Davis has muzzled every MP in his administration by giving them a government portfolio. And it's the truth. When you give out all those portfolios like candy, people will end up being muzzled.
Well, that muzzle will come back to bite you.
Yeah, every 5 years, that's a muzzle that could get you, you know, released.
I don't know, but I don't know. Naughty, I just could tell you I'm very... You know, even when he spoke about that NGO and, you know, in the House the other day and how they gave back money. Well, wouldn't that be the right thing to do if you had equipment and you sold it? Would that not be the right thing to do is to give back the government the money? You know, I'm just curious. I mean, that would be the thing. But I mean, I can tell you the NGOs that I work
with the NGOs and the feeding programs and those kind of money, there's a lot of boogeymen that run around there. That do, when you look at it, there's been a lot of talk used for political mileage by both parties.
They bring them up to deflect on what's actually happening. Has the PLP paid back the money from the Bermuda trip yet? How come that has not been paid back yet? Has the government, have they dealt with the shanty towns? You know, all this stuff is coming
up. It's a lot of talk, a lot of pontification, but zero action.
They deflect it. They bring something else up. And then you see Fred Mitchell talking about how the churches stood up in the community. Why are you bringing the churches in on this now?
Fred needs to have several seats, okay? Because he's a big part of this problem. But anyway, Roscoe, we got to get to the news. I appreciate you as always. Next week, we do it again. You got Miss Rackley available next week?
I'll have see if I can get the president of the chamber on, yes, Mr. Gregory.
And that's how the regular crew, so we can talk a lot more, because now not only are we seeing the immigration situation, we're also seeing the housing situation. A lot of Bahamians want to get, a lot of Abaconians want to get back to Abaco from New Providence. And I get them. I love them, and I drive there, but I know they want to go home. And I'm tired of hearing that foreign nationals are getting an advantage and Bahamians are suffering, and it's wrong and it needs to stop.
Norty, they have to address our dump. Think about this. A lot of people are going up there and getting the debris and the wood and taking it to rebuild. Okay?
So you need to lock down the dump.
Norty, I am just...
Yeah, yeah.
Just throwing that... You know,
I'm on it, buddy. I'm gonna go look at that. That's very interesting right there.
You know, it's...
Because if you leave certain things unsecured, you're giving a recipe for people to take advantage of that and do what they need to do.
The pictures that we've shared of truckloads of pickup trucks leaving the dump site with wood.
Yeah.
You know, that companies go and dump up there. I mean, it's...
Well, get me some more pictures, and I got my crew working on it, and we'll chop it up on Monday, and we'll compare notes, man.
All right, my brother.
We got to get to the news. I appreciate you as always. Give my regards to everybody in Abaco, and we'll talk again next Monday, Roscoe. Be safe, all right?
Be safe, my friend. Have a good week. Same way, you too. Take care.
All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be talking sports. Earl of Pearl will be in the building, and Sac has won another BAISS championship, so you know Pearly could be long-winded and could be dripping in red. Dear Jesus.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Poissy, and Poissy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian Mozzarella Chicken Sandwich Combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you on the Monday, March 6th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:10 p.m. is the time. And of course, you know, we'll be talking sports. And Pearlie will be joining us in short order. And we'll set it off like we always do with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, well worth the trip out there to Naughty Johnny's Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget happy hour every Wednesday. Every Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Give them a call, see what they got going on all week long for you. 377-7776. All right, on this day, March 6th, in sports history, 1973, Larry Hissell of the Minnesota Twins became baseball's first designated hitter. The spring training exhibition game was against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 1982, the NBA, or National Basketball Association, history was made when San Antonio beat Milwaukee 171-166 in 3 overtime periods to set the record for most points by 2 teams in a game. The record was beaten on December 13, 1983, by the Pistons and the Nuggets when they played to a final score of 186-184. 1983, the United States Football League began its first pro season of professional football, of competitive football. 1997, Mike Gartner of the Phoenix Coyotes scored his 30th goal of the season. He set a record for scoring 30 goals in a season for the 17th time in his career. Sports quote of the day, I'd rather win two or three, lose one, win two or three more. I'm a great believer in things evening out. If you win a whole bunch in a row somewhere along the line, you're going to lose some too. Walt Alston. Yeah, I'd rather win two, lose one, rather than, yeah, I'm with you, Walt. It all works out. That's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's get up into the home court right now, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, BK Nassau doing it to you, man. All about that plant-based Whopper. You definitely want to check that out. Everything that's Whopper, only thing is plant-based. Get it by itself or get it as a combo with fries and a soft drink at your favorite Burger King location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. We got Pearly zoomed in yet? All right, just let me know when Pearl zooms in. Because I'm sure Pearly wants to talk.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Oh, yes. God. Well, we wanted to start it off. So I'm going to go ahead and let you. I'm going to let you go ahead and start it off. We're doing the local sports scene. I know what you need to talk about. Go ahead.
I want to chime in. I want you to read the headlines. I'm going to chime in.
No. I'm going to read the headline, and I'm going to let you chime in. And I'm going to just vomit in the garbage tin in here because it's going to get thick. I know.
Yes.
As in the Guardian today, story by Simba French, Guardian sports reporter. Sac wins third straight BAISS title. That is the headline. Pearly, go.
Third straight plus 30th, 3-0. So 303 is a good number for Island games if you want to know. But I must congratulate Ms. Marisi Thompson, the principal of St. Augustine's, and her coaching staff and the team that the coach and the team that came together. And those kids did a fantastic job. They show what Sac pride is all about. They show what Sac spirit is all about. And they show that where they come from is nothing but the best. To be the best, you got to beat the best. And they couldn't beat the best last week. So we're still the best. That's all.
Anything else?
I was really going to fire it up on Friday, but that's okay.
Listen, anything else you want to get in there? I'm sure.
We took like four of the 6 4x1s, and I mean, it's six.
Give me the full breakdown, man. Give me the full breakdown. Get it in. You are that guy. Go ahead.
I mean, we just was kicking butt.
Text had just come through. Tell Pearly stop playing cute. All right, bub bub bub. All right. Pick up to all the Soxes.
It was like. You know, it's like, first of all, it's like a reunion because all the alumni come in, everybody that you can think of who from St. Augustine's was there. We were just cheering the kids on. The coach did a great job of coaching. The four by one teams were well put together. The 4x4 teams were well managed. This young kid, Egan, a 14-year-old kid, I think he's in eighth or ninth grade. Oh, my goodness, this guy has a lot of potential. So I'm happy to say the Big Red Machine is looking good. The Big Red Machine is solid.
Now, Pearly,
be there for a while.
Give me some insight, because you know, I tell you, last week before I traveled, whatnot, I said, listen, Pearly, St. John's, them, they ain't going to be there long. Remember, you was reading the score, and I said, man, look here, St. John's ain't going to be there long. You know, that's the Giants. You know how they go.
But Naughty,
answer me two questions.
You know, your St. Andrews dropped down to, I think, like 10th place or something like that.
But we're not. We walk on the Eastern Road, Pearly. We don't run on the Eastern Road. What do we got to run for? We ain't stole nothing. No, we ain't got no physical. We got people to do that for us. We walk. We walk. If you had a walking category, St. Andrews would have won the walk. Easily.
I got you.
We'll see you, Bungie, in the pool. That's all I have to say. We will see you, Bungie, in the pool. That's all. Water polo and swimming. We'll wipe. Come on now.
Yeah, but what was surprising and what was refreshing to see that Temple Christian came third.
That's my point, Pearly. With St. John's. What happened to my man who passed Temple Christian running and fall down and kapunkled himself up in the end there? What happened with that one, man?
I think that took their spirit.
Hey, listen, he may not ever be remembered for winning a race, but he will always go down as a sports highlight, buddy. I was tempted to send that to ESPN, buddy.
not so good. Not what is not so great moment.
Man, and look here, it was
not
so painful.
But
look here, then my man come back to pass him. He's so shocked, but that's what you call body breakdown. Everything going on him, buddy.
That happened back in 70-something of the sort. I think he was running the 4x1, and the late great Paul Thompson Jr. dropped the baton, and the guy from the next, I think it might have been CC Sweden. Don't quote me on that. And he ran, and he was turning around, started calling Paul and teasing, and fell down. And then Paul crossed the line and then turned around and called him. Then he was already across the line.
Oh, Jesus. Pretty, say something to these low self-esteem Queens College comments, okay? Because now they chiming in. But we can get you in. Stop. You can get us in the pool. Oh, y'all got sock on the dry QC?
And what pool?
QC.
Yeah, what pool? Zach even challenging them in the pool now.
Okay, QC, listen. Big private schools are talking right now. St. Andrews and sock. You and Kings Bay, y'all go on the side and you're gonna talk, okay?
Ah, Lord.
Big private school talking right now.
No, but nah, in terms of the track meet, QC, congratulations to QC.
They come second again, right?
Job. They really did a good job of showing the country that they're the second best track.
Boy, Purdy, a couple years ago, we got you hard and you said it was a fluke, you know, and I don't think they've won since you said it was a fluke.
That was about four or five years ago.
And they ain't won since, right?
No, because they didn't have one year, and then we win the last three.
You put the whammy on them, Burley.
No, that's to get understand how this thing runs. When you try to do what we do, you got to do it right. You can't come half stepping and thinking you get away with it.
Oh, Jesus.
I
knew this was going to affect today, boy.
I read and I scared, brother. I read and
especially
I scared.
When you all win. Jesus. Who used to be scared then? All right, let's get on to swimming. Our 36-man member swim team named for Karifta. Forbes gives highlight the squad, and the Bahamas looking to win fifth straight title in swimming, which I think they should do. So let's keep an eye out on that. And then, of course, the Mingos tied with the Bears in a fierce match. This is out of, you know, college soccer, but they do play the local leagues here as well. And that was a pretty good matchup as well. The Mingos, listen, one thing about that crew, that whole athletic department over there at UB, they make sure the kids get a lot of games, whether it's local, whether it's foreign, they make sure they get out there.
Well, I think they're doing a good job of building the program, considering there's the only university here like that. So
correct.
I think they're doing a really good job. I hats off to the crew over there. I think Brother Bastian there, right?
Right, they're doing a great job, man. Like I say, they're building it, you know, step by step. And every year you see it get a little bit bigger, a little bit better. And that's the direction you should be when you're developing a fledgling university.
Yeah.
But it's 5:20, so I guess we got to get to the first break. Flip side of the break. We got to be talking who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by, like I said, Tropical Gyros. And some things rumbling today there, Pearly. My boy Ja Morant under investigation. The NFL is reinstated.
Jarantafari, whatever you call yourself.
Yeah, I'm still a Marantafarian, man. I could listen.
Okay.
I still appreciate what he does on the court. I don't condone the knucklehead behavior off the court. You know I don't go for that. You know I don't condone bullying in any way, shape, or form. And John need to get it together because the entourage to me has brought down several players over time. Listen, yeah. I always compare. Morant, I always say if Kobe and Allen Iverson had a love child, it'd be Ja Morant, right? Okay, well, he's eerily similar to Allen Iverson in this regard with the entourage. You remember AI's entourage for years. Always
was high school when he got in a big fight, a big high school fight.
And then later on, even into Georgetown in the pros, he still had his entourage, his crew.
Yeah.
And I get taking care of brothers who've been with you from day one and looking out, I eat, you eat, I get all of that. But the entourage has brought down many an athlete over the years. Many an athlete.
But you know, when it comes to time, you got to say, listen, we got to grow up. I got to move on, bro. I love you all to death, but I got to do what I got to do.
Correct.
You know, even if you leave a little bank account, throw something on the bank for them every week, you know.
Right. I'm paying you to stay away. Daniel Jones is meeting with the New York Giants. The NFL has reinstated Calvin Ridley. So now he obviously can play wherever. Wasn't he traded from Atlanta somewhere to somewhere else?
Yeah. I can't remember where.
So let's see where this all pans out, because at the end of the day...
I see Carr, New Orleans and Carr came to
the... There you go. Correct. So we'll see where it all pans out.
I see this little talk about the possibility of Lamar Jackson being a Dolphin is heating up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm seeing that, and I'm hearing rumors of...
To be very honest with you, I would not be upset if that happens.
I'm hearing Dalvin Cook is now on the block. I'm hearing Derrick Henry is now on the block. Some running backs may be moving homes. And Daniel Jones, agent meeting with the Giants, can they actually think about giving Daniel Jones $40 million a year?
I can't believe that.
Oh, God. We'll talk about all of that and more as the Monday, March 6th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. We're talking sports, and we're going who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros right after the break.
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy. 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
We're back at you on the Monday, March 6th edition of Talking Heads. You're truly not in the company along with Pearly in the building right up until 6 p.m. Pearly, and let's look at it, man. We got some NFL news. Let's look at the NFL first. So nothing really major popping up in baseball, correct? I mean, it's just the spring training motions, correct?
Well, you got World Baseball Classic starts on Wednesday.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about from a local standpoint, but I'm talking as far as, like, you know, the majors right now.
Nah.
Just the boring days of spring training. Your favorite player with one at bat, and then you see him eating a hot dog and popcorn in the dugout.
Yep, exactly.
But as far as the World Baseball Classic goes, I think we got a solid squad for Great Britain.
We do understand Trace Thompson is also on the Great Britain.
Yes, man. I wanted to tell you that today, man. I was going down, and, you know, Anthony Seymour was right there, and Trace Thompson was. I'm like, wow. And then you got Chavez out there as well, Chavez Hart. Got several key
Jazz,
components.
Jazz didn't go in.
No, Jazz is not playing. But Tanasi is going to be there from the Pirates pitching. So, you know, we got some of our, you know, guys right. And Lucius is there. So guys right on the cusp. You know what I mean? Right on the cusp of getting that call up. They're right there. I think Jazz is there in spirit. And if he could be, he would. But I think with the big move to center field, I don't think the Marlins are going to free him up to participate.
And he is coming up with injuries, I guess.
Correct.
But that can be
correct. And you've seen some other major league clubs, too, have certain players stand down and not play in it.
Kershaw is not going.
Right.
It hurts the American team. Even though the American team offense is stocked, their pitching is suspect. They got a great bullpen, but their starting line.
Their starting pitching is suspect. Yes, indeed.
But the good thing about it is there's a pitch count. I think
right.
You only can pitch 65 pitches. And then it goes up to 75 pitchers in the regionals, and in the championship, you can pitch up to 80 pitchers. So it kind of protects the players somewhat to a degree. There's no some of the rule changes. There's no pitch. There's no timing on the pitching. There's you can do the.
What's your take on the pitch clock though, Pearly? I mean, you're a baseball purist.
I'm not trying to
age you here at all when I say this, but you've seen like the institution of the DH. You've seen it now come full circle in both leagues. You've seen some other things change in baseball as far as like the distances in the parks and the surfaces where they play on. How does this change the complexion of the game, in your opinion, as far as the pitch count, clock, that is? I don't have a problem with the pitch clock, you know, because for a long time I felt baseball was some of the longest sports in history. I mean, you could watch a ball game 4 hours.
I have not formed an opinion on it yet. I was kind of suspect when I first started. I was like, man, that could mess up the game. You're going to rush the game.
See, you hurt the pitching. From a strategy standpoint, I mean, if I got a pitcher that works fast and likes to get in and work fast, I love it. But now if I got a pitcher that likes to grind it out and slow it down and work the ball and fix the hat and massage the glove, one of them old school kind of guys that knows how to just slow it right down, that to me now could be a problem because that's not letting me, you know, use that to my advantage.
You're right. So
let's look at
ask me this question in May.
All right, I will. I'll circle it down and I'll ask you in May. Let's check out some news from the NFL right now. And first and foremost, the Jaguars, the Cowboys, and the Raiders have all used their franchise tag. All right.
Robert Pollard?
We have used the tag on Tony Pollard, has been franchise tagged, all right, according to Ian Rappaport. And the NFL Network is going to cost the Cowboys $10.091 million for this season.
That's probably a deal.
When you think of it, coming off the injury, and it gives us gives us the opportunity to continue to work on a long-term deal and rescind it. You know, rescind this franchise if we can get a deal done. In Jacksonville, they franchise tagged tight end Evan Ingram. He has been franchise tagged as per Ian Rappaport. And the Jags confirmed the news later on Monday afternoon that they have franchised him. Calvin Ridley has been fully reinstated, and he will join the Jaguars. Now, a healthy Calvin Ridley in a good mental place with Trevor Lawrence, buddy, you add him to Christian Kirk. You add him to the other receiver they had in there, Marvin Jones, and the other guy that stepped up for him this year. There's another receiver that popped up as well for you. That Jacksonville receiving corps just got really dangerous, you know. Like, extremely dangerous.
Yeah. Imagine if they had him last season when he was on that run. That would have been something else.
And the Raiders have franchise tagged running back Josh Jacobs.
I expected that.
All right. Now, in other news, Allen Robinson has been given permission to seek a trade from the Rams. The Vikings have cut running back a linebacker Eric Kendricks, which was surprised. The Saints are signing Derek Carr to a 4-year contract. The Saints are—it's worth $150 million with $100 million guaranteed. So
plenty of bad deals,
man. He's probably going to get $25 million a year guaranteed, and with incentives $150 million. Not bad for all things considered.
Yeah.
San Francisco quarterback Brock Purdy is said to have elbow surgery on Friday, with the hope being an internal brace and a UCL repair keeps this the 6-month recovery timeline intact, or it could be more. Linebacker Bud Dupree is expected to be released by the Tennessee Titans as well, and salary cap cut maneuvering. In addition to that, Orlando Brown is not expected to be franchised by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, that's interesting.
So very interesting. So we're going to keep an eye out on some of those things, how they play out. But like I said, look for some surprise cuts and some surprise signings. I think Derek Carr is the first one with that signing in New Orleans. And I think some other things are going
to
come down.
That's not a big surprise to me. I think that's a smarter move for him.
It is. Because he is clearly the best quarterback in New Orleans right now, hands down.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But the draft is looming, Pearly. And you got some talks about draft maneuvering. The Bears, general manager Post says the Bears are not greedy with the number one overall pick at all. So I guess they're willing to do business. So the question in is shifting from if Chicago Bears general manager Ryan Poles will trade the number one overall pick in the 2023 draft to when a trade will go down. That's where they're at right now. Who could it be, though? So it's clear Chicago is going to take somebody's first-round pick and have a pick this year. Obviously, they're going to stay with their quarterback of choice, Justin Fields.
Well, what the kid name of the Alabama stock has dropped.
Big time, because of the off-field incident.
The kid McLeod, his stock has, shot through the roof.
Correct.
And I think he's going to be the number one pick. So I think somebody's going to make a move to try to get him to be the number one pick.
There's always a surprise mover or shaker. You know what I mean? That rockets up the board, comes out of nowhere, and there's always somebody that drops due to some off-field injury or issue or whatever. So we'll see. But Kansas City Chiefs, they're set to release defensive end Frank Clark.
All right.
He was in the final year of his deal, due $21 million, and he would have been a $28.7 million cap hit.
So how much they say?
But I mean, let's be real. In four seasons since being traded from the Seattle Seahawks, Clark has rounded into an all-star form. He made the Pro Bowl each season from 2019 through 2021. He's tallied 23.5 sacks, 33 tackles for loss, and 6 fumbles as a Chief. Clark is going to end up somewhere else in a heartbeat. Yeah. And I'm thinking with that Seattle history, he might have some familiarity with Dan Quinn. And that might be a good signing for the Cowboys on that defensive line, considering, all things considering. Probably could get him a little cheaper, too, considering he's been cut.
Probably
him
on the 8.
He's, yeah, man, age 30 season. You know we extend Zach Martin and Dak Prescott and a couple others. You know how we do it every year, Pearly. We get money. We know how to find money. Now, what we do with said money is a totally different story, but we know how to find it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jerry, okay. Jerry could spend it on a Bubkus or two. You know how we go.
Well, don't sleep on my Miami, because apparently they can make some moves and they can free up like $55 million in cap space.
I hear no running backs coming back. Mozart and Wilson gone. I think y'all might draft a running back in the first round yourself.
There's some really good ones there. If that kid drops to him, I'm sure I hope he grab him.
Who, Bijan Robinson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I hear Dallas might try to trade up for him and all too, so let's see where it goes. Talking to free agents, though, here's a list of buyer beware NFL candidates. Players who could be underpriced and overpriced, all right, in NFL free agency. All right, Zach Allen, defensive end, 28. Now, he played for Philadelphia, but the Eagles apparently knew how great.
Is he the possibility he could be overpaid or underpaid?
No. He could be underpriced, meaning he could actually end up somewhere else at a good deal and actually be a superstar, because obviously he can't get off the bench because Hargrave is in front of him in Philadelphia. But this Zach Allen kid could actually play. And he can play multiple positions. David Long, he's an off-the-ball linebacker, and he should be underpriced too because they think that he has tremendous upside at 26. And then Darius Slayton is another one coming from the Giants. They think that he's another one that could be underpriced, end up somewhere else, and blossom into a star. Now, other ones not so helpful. Might be overpriced. They got a few red flags here. You got Marcus Peters, too long in the tooth. Still a good player, but you're going to overpay for a veteran at 30 because he's on the downside of the career. Jonathan Jones, cornerback from the Patriots. Puna Ford, defensive lineman from the Seahawks. So he might be another one that actually ends up elsewhere because of his skill set. And then Baker Mayfield, your guy. Baker.
My guy.
Baker would be overpriced anyway, thus my saying, his guy. Yeah, because I know
he's
you cast down Baker.
He's one of them great college players that turn out to be nothing.
Another one, all college, all hype, all everything, and in the pros, nothing. Squadoo.
Him and Tebow.
Yeah, boy, but you can't say nothing about Tebow because people get fired up for Tebow. You know how they go.
All right.
Tebow can do no wrong in some people's eyes. You know how that is, Pearly. You know how that is.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen.
All right, let's slide out of the NFL. Let's have a gander at the NBA. The Knicks are playing some hot ball recently, Pearly.
That
old Villanova backcourt, man, of Josh Hart and Brunson, boy, look like they're trying to bring some of that Villanova magic to the big apple.
I watched them last night. I watched them play Boston yesterday. I'm impressed with them.
They are. Very, very out of nowhere. They could be a hard team to out. They're going to hurt some people's feelings.
When they stay healthy, they come in together quite well.
Yes, indeed. I see the Knicks making some noise. Now, I'm looking at the standings, right? And boy, I tell you, the Lakers, despite everything, are now in the 11th spot, okay? And they're literally tied with Utah for the play-in. But obviously,
the only percentage is something got Utah ahead of them.
No, it's a better conference record. That's all.
Right, right.
And that plays out. But when you look at New Orleans 31 and 33, they're catchable as well in the 9 spot. And then when you look at the Clippers and the Mavericks and the Timberwolves, they're only 2.5 games out. That's why when the Lakers lost in Minnesota the other night, that really hurt us because that could have helped us get right where we needed to be.
And Anthony Davis made a comment towards that and said, we let that get away. That's a game we should have not lost. Because he balling. He is balling.
You can't say nothing, but say what you want. He's playing.
He got the Lakers on his back. He's come, let's go, brothers. And show the right there saying, I bet you, bro, right next to you.
At the end of the day, if the Lakers
Reeves is doing his part. Brown, ooh, I'm loving Brown. I'm loving Brown.
And listen, you know what amazes me? The Golden State Warriors, after all of the horrendous ups and downs, they're right there at 34 and 31 in the 5th spot.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous spot for Sacramento, Memphis, and Denver, you know, to have them do it. In Golden State, they get right at this time of year, they're going to be a hard, hard out, you know.
Listen, we got them right. We got them in. Curry came in. The chemistry wasn't quite there. I wouldn't want to play them next week.
Correct. But anyway, we got to look at the games on top for tonight. Some big games, too. 7 o'clock games. You got the Celtics and the Cavs. 76ers and the Pacers.
That's a good game, but the Celtics got to bounce back.
Blazers and the Pacers, man. Hawks and the Heat. That should be a pretty decent game there as well. Raptors and the Nuggets.
I don't know. The Heat just ain't doing it.
Raptors and the Nuggets. That's a solid game later on, but I like the Pelicans and the Kings. I think that's going to be a very competitive matchup at 10 p.m.
Yeah, the Kings can score. They can just get out of bed and score.
They're a walking bucket, bro. I kid you not.
I'm excited. The NCAA tournament, the picks are Sunday, so that's going to be kind of fun. Just in case you want to know, Dodgers beat the Padres today in preseason. Not that it really means anything, but you know, just wanted to put it out there.
Okay. Listen, we got Rich Eisen taking us home today with Overreaction Monday. Recap of Derek Carr signing with the Saints, you know. In addition to that, the whole situation with Anthony Richardson. All right, the quarterback from Florida who's rising up the draft boards. All right?
The brother.
And then some news from the Jets, the Giants, Suns, Celtics, all coming up. All right? So it's a good ride home today with Rich Eisen on Overreaction Monday. But like I said, you talked about the tournament. And something very important that I got to mention pertaining to the tournament and March Madness. Our good friends over there at the Island Game. Listen, Pearly.
Yes.
The perfect bracket challenge. $100,000 up for grabs. Bet with the Island Game sports book and win. Okay, you can win $1,000 cash prize for the best bracket, and you can win up to $100,000. Here's how you enter, all right? From March 1st through March 14th, each bet of $20 or more on the Island Game sports book gives you access into the perfect bracket challenge. Bets must be placed on a verified Island Game account to qualify, and each sportsbook bet of $20 or more counts as an entry. The brackets will go live on March 14th. Sign on to your Island Game account to receive your bracket sheet for submission. Remember, the more sports bets of $20 or more, the more bracket sheets you can enter to win. Brackets will close on March 16th at 11:59 p.m. All right, and you always tune into March Madness and continue to bet with the Island Game Sportsbook. Continue to listen in to Talking Heads, and we'll get you all caught up. But like I say, you can win $100,000 only with the Island Game Sportsbook and their huge March Madness promotion.
That's me.
That's you.
I can win that, Donnie.
I'm not eligible, but you are. air fryer full for years if you've been that way.
No, no, you got four air fryers lying off.
Oh, yeah, you're going into business. You're going into full-size operation.
For me, I cook the honey garlic wings in one. I'll cook the baked potato in one. I'll cook something else in that. Yeah, man, all one time.
That sounds like a plan.
I'm going to go do some. I'm going to get some squash and do some grilled squash and zucchini in a few minutes.
Grilled squash and zucchini?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're really stepping up your game. Really yeah, stepping man. Up yeah. your game. All right, so let's look at some miscellaneous stuff there, Pearly. And Brady in the headlines.
For what?
He says, and this is a big one I wanted to say. This is according to Rich Eisen. Tom Brady may not stay retired. Dolphins are rumored as a potential landing spot. It wasn't just draft chatter going on.
Buddy, now, you know I ain't a good mood because Sock Marsha, right? But you're just trying to spoil my fun.
No, I'm not, Pearly. We have to be objective now. You have to wear your journalist out on this, okay? I'm sorry, but who is my Dolphin analyst? Who's my Dolphin correspondent? You are.
That would be me.
And according to Rich Eisen, our boy, Tom Brady may unretire once again. Now, on earlier today, on episode of the Rich Eisen Show earlier today, he broke down the top five rumors he heard in Indianapolis over the weekend at the Combine. And number one that did not go away is that Brady potentially is returning to the NFL for the second consecutive year. The number one rumor was Brady returning and possibly going to the Dolphins. Number two, that he heard that Aaron Rodgers may be retiring.
I heard that.
Number three, Lamar Jackson out of
Baltimore.
Out of Baltimore. The Bears, obviously we talked about the pick, you know, possibly being traded. And then finally, number five was Philip Rivers. But obviously, you know, Philip Rivers, not, you know, related to coaching and potential head coaching and offensive coordinators positions due to his years in the league as a quarterback and the numbers he put up. So that's the biggest thing what he heard. And the biggest thing coming out of there.
He probably would be a pretty decent coach.
Who, Philip Rivers? I agree. Yeah. Wholeheartedly. I agree wholeheartedly. Rivers would be a great coach, excellent offensive coordinator. But the rumor still is there, Pearly. You may have to go through what I went through in L.A. Can you imagine that? I am here for you if that does happen, though. Okay?
I'd be really disappointed. I mean, you see, I want to say that word, but I can say that word to begin with S. That is good on when people see I potentially have a pretty decent team that probably can be able to do something this year. So everybody want to jump on that bandwagon.
Everybody will. And that's the problem. All them Bradyites can come because with the defense y'all building in Miami and with those, oh God, can you just imagine? Brady don't even have to throw a bomb to Tyreek Hill. Brady will throw them slants to Tyreek Hill all day and let him run the rest of the yards. And there'll go the stat. Tom Brady, 80-yard touchdown, 4-yard throw. Tyreek ran 76 with it and yeah, it's 80 yards.
Yeah. I'm terribly disappointed.
And if you all do catch lightning in the bottle and make some noise, you know it's all going to be because of Brady.
I would be accepting if they bring Lamar there. I'll understand that. I live with that. He's a young quarterback. I live with that. I think it's a fair business move. But to bring Brady there would set the Dolphins back, even though they could win one year.
No. Huh? No, I told you, like I said, this is going to be a make or break year for the Dolphins. And the key to it to me is Tua. One, this franchise is going to go for the next couple of years on what you all decide to do at the quarterback position this year.
And you know what, Naughty? I honestly believe all this talk we're hearing, I really believe the Dolphins can stick with Tua. My God telling me that.
I think so, too.
At the end of the day, come September, the fellow can start over Santa can be number one.
Well, for your sake, I hope that's the case. Because I wanted to be Brady. But anyway, Mr. Producer, give me the high sign so we got to get to the break. Pearly, and on the flip side of the break, Rich Eisen taking us home for the final 10 today. And he's going to cover all of that stuff. Brady inclusive, Lamar Jackson inclusive, Derek Carr. Good wrap up for Rich on Monday with this overreaction, because a lot of people are going to overreact to some of these rumors coming out too. So, you know, Rich will give us the full 100 taking us home today. I appreciate you chiming in. Congratulations again on that big sack victory, my brother.
Just before we go, I just want to say that sack is the best. Sack is the best. Sackers, you know. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Carry your... Anyway, have a good one, Pearly.
We got our trophy, Fox Hill.
Exactly.
Carry our trophy, Fox Hill.
Carry your trophy, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow. You'll hear me shout you out on the way home today, buddy. Oh, take soccer.
Before we go, I'd be remiss to say, on behalf of the BAIS, thank you to all the sponsors, particularly Fidelity, who came out as the title sponsor. CBS Bahamas and SAC PDA, QC PDA, St. John's PDA, all these came out to support the BAIS track and field championships. Just want to say thank you to them.
Bye, Pearly. Thank you. Go fry something. Mr. Producer, right, take us home. You see, Pearly done run completely off the reservation now, right? Red behind in the air. Let's go. Let's just go. Bye, Pearly. Congratulations, SAC.
Refined style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
suck.
Overreaction Mondays. Monday.
All right, let's get to it. Christopher,
hey, what's up, guys?
Good, we're fine.
Oh, great, great. This is, I guess, not really an overreaction. It was when I wrote it on Saturday, but Anthony Richardson's going to be the first overall pick.
It's not an overreaction. It is not an overreaction. Bryce Young is stupendous. And he's a guy who has, if you will, the FBI, football intelligence, that people go through the roof. And he's 5'10 and an eighth, and that's going to scare some people off, I think. Although I'd love to see the tape where it's just like, oh, he's too small there. And C.J. Stroud has got the measurables, and he's got the arm, and he's got big game experience. And Anthony Richardson's a unicorn. Nobody looks like that.
Nope.
He didn't really need his lower part of his body in the super slow-mo to flick it 70 yards in the air. And he can run over you. And I think somebody sees that, and it could be totally different than anything else. And he could totally be first overall. I totally believe it. So what else you got over there, Chris? That's not an overreaction.
Here's another one, I guess, now that you're back and we've heard you talk and all the things that happened in, over the weekend. But four quarterbacks going to go in the top 10.
I think so. I think so.
Just look at the teams who need QBs. There's definitely four of them. We're going to see some moving around, probably.
I think there will be four in the top 10. Not an overreaction at all.
Do you know the number? When was the last time that happened? Four in the top 10?
I don't know. You got me. Could have been very recent.
Was it 2020, maybe?
But we'll check on it. What else you got over there, Chris? These are two that normally you come out the gate with craziness.
Well, again, I wrote these on Saturday when it seemed kind of crazy, and now we're 2 days removed.
Right.
How about the Giants are going to regret giving Daniel Jones $40 million a year?
I can't sit here and say that they will regret it. So I can't sit here and say that that is a regret. The guy who showed up in Minnesota on that playoff day is a $40 million a year quarterback. That's a fact. He was throwing darts. He was dropping his Danny Dimes, and he was running, and he was terrific. And if he does that with a better cast, one would think, around him, I don't think they'll regret it. So I'll give that a very strong word of regret. And I don't think they're going to have to. I think they're going to figure something out, or they'll franchise tag him. And the figuring something out, it's not going to be $40 million bucks, I don't think. Who knows? What else, Chris?
2021, there were four in the top 11.
There you go.
Justin Fields was 11.
Okay.
Not top 10, though. Just saying. I'm trying to find that. Derek Carr is going to have the Saints winning the NFC South.
I need to... I can't sit here and say that. I can't. So let's see.
Even know who the quarterbacks are on the other team.
Exactly. So
we got Derek Carr.
I gave you an answer.
We got a winner.
I know that. I know that. Do you know Alvin Kamara has a trial on July 31st?
I do know that.
That kind of got lost amongst a lot in the past week. So let's play this out. Let's see who gets a kid at quarterback who can be sensational and turn things around. Let's see how it goes. Let's see if Lamar asks Kyle Pitts for number 8. Would that change things? Would that change things?
What if Pitts says no?
Okay.
No.
So I'll just say it's too premature to say that. It's not an overreaction to say that right now, but I think we all know it's too premature to say it. What else?
How about this one then?
Okay.
You like the Jets, right? That's what I heard.
Oh, my God.
You like the Jets. They're going to be left out.
This guy.
The offseason QB carousel. Left out.
That's entirely possible. That's entirely possible. I think if Rodgers stays put and he doesn't want to go to New York, if Rodgers says, I want to go to New York, he's a Jet. Oh. I think it's that simple. Aaron Rodgers emerges from his thought process and goes, I will play in New York. I will be able to be successful in New York. I think that's a great way for me to finish my career. I think, you know, personally it works for me. Professionally it works for me. I want to play in New York. I think he's a Jet. So But if he says no and he wants to stay put or he retires, that would stun me too. If he says that, then Jimmy G doesn't come, then what are the Jets going to do?
Carson Wentz?
Hell no.
A lot of people on Twitter are saying Jameis Winston, a likely guy to be cut now in New Orleans.
Yeah, okay.
You're into that? Not into that?
Not into that for the Jets.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just Baker Mayfield?
That wouldn't be a bad choice, I would think. Let Baker and Zach Wilson have at it. That wouldn't be a bad one. I would take that.
Speaking of Baker Mayfield, 2018, we had four quarterbacks in the top 10.
Okay, there you go.
Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen.
What else?
There you go. All right, some NBA. I like Phoenix to come out of the West. I think they're going to win the West. Three playoff series. They're going to win the West.
Phoenix,
16 games or less.
Suns are winning this West in 16 games or less. I think you're out of your mind.
I think they're going to go like 4-1 in every series. They're going to smoke everybody.
I think that is a total overreaction right now. I think that they're going to have to learn how to play together, even with...
Learn? They have like 40 a night from KD and Booker.
I get it. Let's see what happens. I think that this is not going to be a cakewalk.
82-70.
Knicks are a red hot
midway
team.
Midway through the third quarter, that's when you blow them out. Skyrocket that to 20, blow them out.
You're not
instead,
in trouble.
30-7 run.
Are we done? Does this mean we're done?
I lost money, so I'm just kind of venting.
So what's is that it?
Or do you got one more?
I got one more.
Okay, what do you got? Okay,
do you think we need one more?
There you go.
All right, we'll get one.
Thanks,
more.
George.
TJ, this is for you. Kawhi on fire. Clips are going to the Western Conference Finals.
That's crazy talk, man. Woo-hoo! They're not. They're get out of here.
What? You've seen them play.
They've got to play in right now, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. Half a game. That's going to be changed by Thursday.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Really? You think so?
By
really
Thursday, they're going to move from the play-in to where...
They won for the first time in the second half, and all of a sudden,
you're going to the conference finals to put it together.
They're better than Dallas, Minnesota, and the Warriors. And you really believe that the Kings are going to keep this up?
I saw them in person. I think they can, yeah. I can. I need to see more than just one win, man. Come on.
I get that. I'm not saying they're going to go to the finals, but...
I need to
Western
see one.
Western Conference Finals. Final four. Clips, final four.
So it's Clips, Nuggets...
Clips, Nuggets.
Sixers, Knicks.
I mean, we could probably make some money if we want to bet.
Look, yeah, what's so hard to believe they can't go from play-in to the sixth seed?
Of course.
You made it seem like it couldn't happen.
I get
sure.
it, but they're... Another thing, too, is just like, okay, let's just sit. We've lost four in a row, but we're sitting Kawhi. We're going to still manage his
injury.
He's
had 35 straight games.
Huh?
You know. He's had 30 points, five straight games.
I know. It's been delightful. Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.